All right, so now we're doing in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, letter number 1196 in volume 4. And this is dated Baruch Hashem, the 16th day of Elul, Tovshin Dal of Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is addressing it to, after the title, to Yosef Yehuda. And he says, Shalom of Racha. He says, Yosef Yehuda Chen. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter of the 9th day of Elul, in which you articulate your daily schedule, and you end up with a question that because you are accustomed to daven very slowly, and therefore you miss out of davening together with the minyan, with the tzibur, and sometimes you also miss the time of the davening, which means like you have to finish by midday, and he goes beyond it. You know, you should 3 hours midday. So, 4 hours of midday. So the question is, he misses it. So the Rebbe says, this is the answer. It is known the conduct of Hasidim, and it was pretty consistent many times. It was by the instructions of our holy leaders, the Rebbes, that what did they do about the davening with the minyan? They used to listen to Baruch Hu. They used to hear Kedusha. They used to hear the reading of the Torah, Kriyas HaTorah, when applicable, with the minyan. And then they davened slowly and occasionally also at length. And it's known, the interpretation that is brought down in the Hatomim, in the book Hatomim, in the name of the of Rucher, who was the son of the Tzemach Tzedek, Rabbi Yishev Yitzchok of Uvruch. He was the son of the Tzemach Tzedek. Later on, he became a Rebbe from another dynasty. And he said, there's this story, the Rebbe doesn't bring it down, but where I read the story, that one time, his father-in-law, who was, I believe, Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael from Cherkas, and he agreed with him that he's going to daven with the minyan. One time he needed about something, he went to call me, he was still in the middle of davening. So he said, well, we agreed that you're going to daven with the minyan. How come you're davening? So he told him, this is my addition. But he told him that what does it mean to daven bitzibur with the minyan? It means, the idea is that you collect all the 10 powers of your soul as far as, you know, you gather yourself in together. And that's how he says, I'm davening with a minyan. Actually, was his answer to his father-in-law at the time. For sure, the Rebbe says, in the Chai Elul that is coming upon up, you'll make a Fabringen, and also you will publicize the contents of piece of the Shabbos, Mevarchim Elul, in a proper way. And so, as since the Rebbe says, you are a collector to benefit the Beis Rivka, so for sure, you know the expression of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, who would say it to those people who are out there, the Meshulachim and the Shadarim, those who would go out and raise funds, that you should collect physicality, but you should sow spirituality. So you collect the physical, you collect money, but you got to sow spirituality. Wherever you go, you must make an impact and improve their spiritual life, their soul, the spiritual life. May Hashem give you much success in your service, your double work. What is the double work? Collecting money, making a lot of money, and sowing a lot of spirituality. And the Rebbe blesses him with a blessing of Ksivah Sibetoiva for him and his family, and Lashana Toiva Mesukah.